Both of these stories, the gospel text and the first reading, talk about how we resist the truth, even if it means killing people. We don't like to hear the truth. Augustine has a very famous saying. He says, men love the truth when it enlightens them, but they hate it when it accuses them. So, Jeremiah, as you know, this is the follow-up. He stood in front of the temple and told people, unless you change, you will not be pleasing to God, and the temple will be destroyed. Well, that was a difficult mission, especially in a Middle Eastern crowd. You wouldn't last a long time insulting some great national symbol, especially the temple. But he threatened them and said, well, if you put me to death, you see, you bring innocent blood on yourselves and on this city and its citizens. For in truth it was the Lord who sent me to you. Now enough of these people heard him. And so he wasn't killed. John the Baptist was. But John was sent to prepare the way for the one who would baptize in the Holy Spirit. That is, who would complete all the promises that God had made to his people. They're often summed up in the Old Testament by saying, he will pour out his spirit. So John prophesied that Jesus would baptize in the spirit. He would fulfill, he would pour out the spirit and fulfill all that God had ever promised. We call that grace today, baptism in the spirit, because it's restoring the cultural dimension, its consciousness of grace. If we're not conscious of grace, we're not going to be very deep in our Christian walk. We might be morally upright and proper, but do we love Jesus? Do we know him? Do we know who he is? Are we aware of him? Are we conscious of him in us? And do we love and obey him? That's what the promise is, to be baptized in the Spirit. Now, so then we have the story why he was doing this. Herod married his brother's wife. Herodias set that up. She charmed Herod, who obviously was going to have more power than Philip, and so she went after Herod and got him. But John, knowing that that kind of evil should not go unchecked in God's people, stood up and said, you do not have the right to your brother's wife. Herodias said, he's got to go. And so we have the story. But you see, the moral is, where do we resist the truth? Where are we not yielding to God? Is it that we're not preaching the gospel enough? We don't care enough about our neighbors? Is it that we're not really praying? What are we doing that's resisting the truth? We have message after message from Mary, the Mother of God, assumed body and soul into heaven, that we should pray every day for peace, that we should say the rosary for peace. She's fulfilling the role of John the Baptist or Jeremiah. She's a prophet. And she's saying, there's something wrong, and you've got to pray to God to straighten it out before the whole human race succeeds in destroying itself. And so we have this, just so happens, because the Jeremiah readings and the Matthew readings each follow their own rhythm. It just so happens that today they meet with this notion. God gives the gift of prophecy because he loves his people. And he wrote the Torah, he wrote the Gospels, he gave us the letters of Paul, all written by the Holy Spirit. But if that's not enough, he sends prophets to say. John Vianney was one. Pope Benedict is one. Listen to what he's saying. Now we're going to have a year of faith. Why? Because the whole world is wandering away from God. And we, who are Catholics, though we're inviting all the Christians to join us, have an enormous responsibility to call people back. They're ruining their lives in this world and in the next. So the first thing we have to look at is, am I listening to the words of prophecy? Am I listening to the words about conversion? Is my life different this month than it was last month? Or am I just going along, singing along with Mitch? Do I see what's happening in this country? Do I see the danger of deep darkness taking over? What am I doing about it? Anything. In other words, we are baptized. The Holy Spirit lives in us. We have an enormous responsibility. Not everybody is a dramatic prophet, but everybody in this chapel knows enough to know what's going on and what we have to do to turn it around, whether it be our relatives, our neighbors, the person in the grocery store, somebody. We have to tell them. Now, if you're lucky, you won't have to say, you're sinning and you got to change. You know, that's a tough job. That's what Jeremiah did. You see, and that's what John did. But pray for wisdom. As things get darker, light will be lighter. And we are meant to be part of that light and spread that light and turn people back to God.